An Orthodox rabbi has told the Child Sex Abuse Royal Commission that Jewish paedophiles who have repented for old crimes under Jewish law should be treated with leniency and not jailed for long periods. Rabbi Yosef Feldman told the Royal Commission that he publicly supported rabbinical statements that child sex abuse allegations should be reported to police. But personally, he would prefer that Australian law was changed so that Jews were first required to get their rabbi's advice before going to police, Samantha Donovan reports.
In 2011, allegations of child sex abuse triggered a furor in Australia's Orthodox Jewish Chabad community. The Royal Commission has heard rabbis debated whether the concept of mesira applied in such cases, meaning a Jew couldn't report allegations against a fellow Jew without the permission of a rabbi. In his second day on the stand at the Royal Commission, Rabbi Yosef Feldman gave evidence that in his role as the president of the New South Wales Rabbinical Council at the time, he supported statements urging people to go to the police. But he said he personally believed a public statement was unnecessary, as media hype sometimes encourages people to go to the police with false allegations, and that was bad for the Jews.
The reality is they make a whole issue of child abuse, and it encourages people to accuse people of child abuse when they're really innocent. And that's why my view is, even though it's halachically correct, but it has to be done in a measured way, not to encourage people who are frauds in that regard.
Rabbi Yosef Feldman has given evidence to the commission that he was a friend of two men convicted of child sex offences, David Cyprus and Daniel Heyman. He gave evidence that he'd prefer Australian law be amended so that a Jewish paedophile who'd repented and who hadn't offended for a long time not face a jail sentence. Royal Commissioner Jennifer Coate asked Rabbi Feldman to explain how he would like to see the law changed.
I would be asking there should be a lot more leniency on people who have shown that they haven't offended in the last 20 or decades ago, and they have psychological analyses that is the case. Because in Jewish law, tshuva, repentance is a great thing, and even for victims, knowing that repentance is a big thing, even for them themselves, they would understand in many instances how repentance, the main point is for people to stop being pedophiles, and if they did so, that's a great thing, and we should respect that.
What should the effect of repentance be?
The effect of repentance will be to encourage other pedophiles to repent, because they'll see that when you repent, and you do the right thing, you won't get mistreated badly. And you're not considered, it's not the end of the world, the end of the life. I know a few pedophiles have been suspected and they committed suicide. But when people see that you can, when you repent, and when you're not acting anymore, then you're treated not like a pariah, like a scum of the earth, like everyone wants to look at pedophiles, that's it.
Yosef Feldman also gave evidence that in 2013 he rang and then emailed a sex abuse victim of his friend, Daniel Heyman. He asked the man what had made him report his allegations to police and would he get healing if Heyman were jailed. Rabbi Feldman told the commission he was unaware it was against the law to contact victims, and in retrospect, it may have been a bit insensitive. He gave evidence that as Heyman's court date approached, he emailed him saying, "May God grant you victory in all respects." Last year, Heyman was given a 19-month suspended sentence for his sexual assault of a 14-year-old boy. He was sentenced under 1980s law, but the magistrate said he wouldn't have hesitated sending him to jail if he were sentencing him under current law. Rabbi Feldman gave evidence to the Royal Commission he was pleased Heyman hadn't been jailed.
I mean, the reality is that I wasn't happy about it, him ending up in jail. Someone who's done shuva, ending up in jail for many years, or is it just a situation where we punish someone for what they did 40 years ago, even though they've changed totally, they're not a threat to society and everything else. Of course, according to law, you're supposed to do it. And I never said it shouldn't be done according to law. But I'm certainly not happy about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it, and that's, I've said this again and again. I don't know why it's an issue.
The Royal Commission hearings continue in Melbourne tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.